Our topic as we finish up these small se'ifim toward the end of Hilchos Pesach is the topic of Afikomen. Afikomen, which is the colloquial term that we use for the matzah eaten at the end of the Seder in the section that we call Tzafun. But the source of this word, Afikomen, is here in the Mishnah in Pesachim HaKuf Yud Tes Amud Beis, where the Mishnah does not refer to the piece of matzah that we eat at the end as Afikoman. It just says, Ein Maftir Nachra Pesach Afikoman. So this word, which seems to be a Greek word that has something to do with at least the way that we are borrowing it for taking out, so we borrow this word, and we say, according to Rav, it means, don't go out, Afik, Ein Maftir Nachra Pesach Afikoman. Maftirin here probably means to take leave, although there are different ways to understand the word laftir. It might be to speak, but in this context, it means don't leave your Pesach and go somewhere else. Ein shelo ya'akru mechabur lechabur.
Yes? Is there a ma'amakum I missed?
What's that?
Being a Greek word, it was afikuman, like in Rashi.
I think that's... if you look in the Nikroi Kodesh, Rav Harari quotes a bunch of sources that this is a Greek word. He's not the only one. Others make the same point. Let's see who he says is the first one to say this.
Really surprising, because the Gemara seemed to have like a really sharp Rashi
take. Yeah, the Gemara borrows it. The Gemara borrows it. Hold on. Where am I finding it here?
No, you thought that it was a plan, that it wasn't a Rashi.
Yeah, the Gemara uses it.
No tricon.
Wait a second, let's see. Let's see.
Right.
So.
Oh, it helps us.
We call it.
Understand why it doesn't fit the grammar also.
Yeah, so
right, it's a contraction, but it's really an actual Greek word.
So he says
it's related to apo.
Apo, to hey, cut.
Let's see.
Sounds like it's related to
me. Shame Yevani Leparparol Shabasov Hasuda. He quotes some who say this. Quotes it from the Aruch. But as you're pointing out, the Gemara is using this to mean afik. So Rav says it means not to take it from place to place. And Shmuel says it has to do with dessert. Bring out dessert. Or delai li vikozlaya la'aba. And then we had another option of what something else would be for dessert, what you might eat for dessert, different options. So what does this have to do with the matzah that we call afikoman? So the Shulta Giborim here says, slight difference. He says, well, afikoman means take out all the food. And therefore, the only thing that you have left is matzah. So that's why we call the piece of matzah afikoman, because it's take out all the other food. Afikuman, take out from here all the dishes, all the desserts, take everything out, and this is what you're left with. Because the key is to eat this matzah at the end. Because the Gemara here presents, Ein Maftirin Achra Pesach Afikoman. And then the Gemara says, on Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph, Machlokas Achronim, Amoraim, whether or not this applies to matzah, and we paskin yes, Ein Maftirin Achar HaMatzah Afikoman. So we call this food item, we call this matzah that we eat at the end Afikoman, because it is the last thing that we are going to eat at the Seder. So why, it's a nice little shahar for the Shulta Giborim. So why is it that you can't eat anything after eating this matzah? Why ein maftirin achar matzah afikom? Why can't you eat anything afterwards? So one answer is that it's an extension, it's clear that it's an extension of the previous din of ein maftirin achar pesach afikomen. So here too, you have to wonder, why is it Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach Afikoman? Why do you eat the Korban Pesach at the end? So one option is to suggest that you need Tam Pesach Befiv, and therefore you also need Tam Matzah Befiv. And this is what the Maharal in Gevurah Hashem in Perach Samach Gimel points out, that the reason why you eat the Afikoman, the Matzah, at the end, because you need to have Tam Matzah Befiv. So, why do you need to have Tam Matzah Befiv? What do you think? Why do you need to have Tam Matzah Befiv? So, a couple options we can have, right? So, right, option number one, maybe you could suggest, is in that little piece from Rav Yosef Engel that you saw in the Maror Makomos. Rav Yosef Engel in Otz Rus Yosef, in his commentary in Yoredeya, in Os Vav, he says it is a hiddur of mitzvahs achilas matzah. It constitutes a hiddur mitzvah that this should be the thing that you eat and that you should savor the taste. It's a hiddur. But if you look in the...
You don't wash those socks that you want to change to
Chip David. Right, you savor it. If you look, though, in the Sefer HaChinuch, he doesn't say it's a hiddur mitzvah, but he says a similar idea. He just quotes, he says that you eat the matzah at the end. He says, midvash lafi. Midvash lafi. Which I assume means that it demonstrates a certain level of sweetness. If you eat it at the end, you're treating it like dessert. That's all he says in the Sefer HaChinuch. But if you look in the Balamor and the Ramban chime in on this issue in Chof Vav and Beis in Adapei Arif. The Balamor says, no, you know why? Ein Maftirin Achra Matzah Afikomen, just like Ein Maftirin Achra Pesach. Ein Maftirin Achra Matzah Afikomen is because we want you to have the Tam Matzah so that you won't forget to say hello. Apparently, it was very busy on the night of the Seder, especially it's clear from the Mishnayos that and the Gemara that the people were very crowded in Yerushalayim, and they had to go up to the roof to say hello because it was so crowded. So the Balamor thinks that we were concerned that people are going to forget to say hello. And therefore, you make sure to still... You have the taste of the matzah, you're not going to forget. The Ramban disagrees, and he says, no, why is it that you have to eat the Korban Pesach ala sova? Why do you have to eat the Korban Pesach at the end? Because it's ala sova. Why do you have to do that? Shvir sets him. All right, so we're not going to go down the whole issue of ala sova and its relationship with Shvir sets him. He takes it like Tosis, that Yerushalmi, that Shvira Setzah, and Ala Sova, it's all together. And he says, we extend that din of Ala Sova from Korban Pesach to the din of Matzah. And just like on the night of Pesach, you can't eat anything else afterwards because that's the last thing standing, that's Ala Sova, so too the entire night. We're going to come back to this Machlokas Rishonim as to what's the reason for Tam Matzah Befiv a little bit later. But this is the first way of understanding why you have to eat Afikoman at the end. You eat matzah at the end just so that you have Tam Matzah Befiv. And by being Mekayim this din, you fulfill one of these Hidurim. So that's option number one. If you ask the Maharal, why do you eat Afikoman? Why do you eat matzah at the end? The answer is so you have Tam Matzah Befiv. That's option number one. Option number two, why should you eat Afikomen, why should you eat a piece of matzah at the end? So if you ask the Rashbam says, well, we know that we ate the Korban Pesach at the end, and the dinner of Korban Pesach is al matzah sumrom yochluhu, so they ate Pesach with matzah and maror at the end. So we are going to eat matzah as a zecher to the matzah that they ate with the Pesach. Now, don't be confused. The matzah that they ate with the Pesach, that's a din matzah as an appendage, as an ancillary kiyum of matzah as part of the Pesach. This matzah that we're talking about is the independent kiyum of Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. But to remember the matzah that they ate with the Pesach, we fulfill our kiyum of Be'erev Tochlu Matzos in line with when they used to eat that matzah. That's the Rashbam. However, if you look at the Rush says, no, This is not zecher to matzah. It's two different matzahs. That's not the Rosh talking. That's another way of saying the same point. It's two different things. That was matzah that was eaten with the Pesach. This is reminding us of the Korban Pesach, which was Nechal Al HaSova. So it's zecher lePesach. Rashbam says it's zecher to the matzah, and the Rosh is saying, no, it's zecher to the Pesach. So what is the nafkamina between these different approaches? Well, the most basic nafkamina, the fundamental nafkamina that the Rosh says is, which is the matzah's mitzvah? According to the Rashbam, that we are framing our kiyum of Be'erev Tochlu Matzos in line with Al Matzos Merom Yochlu. Therefore, the Ikar Matzah on Leil Pesach is Dafikomer. And therefore, let's say I have a very unusual circumstance, Rachman Litzlan, a person doesn't have enough Shmur Matzah, like real Shmur Matzah, depending on what level, Shmur Mishas Trina, Mishas Lisha, Mishas Ktsira. So, according to the Rashbam, you should leave it for the last one. Because that's your Ikar Mitzvah Sachilas Matzah. Why are you making the bracha all the way at the beginning? So the Rashbam says, it's because of the same thing we said when it came to the maror. If the person, God forbid, only had one type of vegetable, only had one maror, that was all they were eating for karpas and for maror, so you can't say the person is going to be mamale kreso and then make a bracha later, alachilas maror. That doesn't make sense. So you make alachilas matzah earlier, but your kiyum mitzvah is going to be later. And the Rosh disagrees, and that's what the Ramban says. He says, no, what are you talking about? The Kiyama Mitzvah is the first. This is just a Zecher LePesach. It has nothing to do with matzah. So that's one Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina, the second Nafkamina, would be the Bracha. Interestingly, the Ritva says, why don't you say a Bracha of Alachilas Matzah on the Afikomen?
You already made one. Beginning.
Oh, so the Ritva says the only reason you made it at the beginning was because this is just a Secher.
As opposed to the Rashbam who says...
Exactly.
So meaning, there's not an Afkamina. That's like, there's two ways of thinking about what's happening. Which is the Bracha, then.
Well, I guess the way to say it would be like this, is that at least the way that the Ritva presents it, he presents it that the reason why you don't make a Bracha now is only because it's only a Secher. But the Ritva, I'm not sure what he would say about this Rashbam, but the Ritva... Exactly. So that, okay, you don't have to call it Nafkamina, but this is another distinction between these two Hezberim.
If the Ritva, if a person forgot to eat Afikomen and he benched, there wouldn't be a reason to make a Bracha, as opposed to the Rashbam.
Well, everybody... you already made your Bracha of Alichlas Matzah at the beginning. The Ritva is just trying to explain why is it that you don't make a bracha of alachilas matzah at your afikomen. So he says it's only because it's a zecher. Right. That's why. The Rashbam says no. It's because you did make the bracha earlier on. You just had to do that earlier. But the Ritva's point is that there's no reason to make a bracha now because it's not your kiyum mitzvah.
But it sounds like
you would need to say the bracha really does not carry over.
That's correct. So, that's exactly the point.
So, lefi the Rashbam, it could be that the only reason it does carry over is because you didn't bench. But if you would bench, then the Rashbam could agree to the Ritzvah that the bracha would not carry over. Meaning,
why would the bracha of alichlas matzah not carry over if you benched?
Because I don't know the reason lefi the Ritzvah that it does carry, that it does not carry over.
I'm not understanding.
Meaning, before the Ritzvah, I would have thought that this is not a regular Bracha. This is the Bracha Mitzvah, and the Bracha Mitzvah is not connected to your Suda. That's what my Svarach Kitzon would have been. But the Ritzvah is introducing this idea that this does not carry over.
No, I'm not understanding that. The Ritzvah just says that the reason you don't make a Bracha on the Afikomen of Alachilas Matzah is because that's not your Matzah's mitzvah.
Right, but taking away that svara, he would say that your original bracha.
No, he's saying this is not chayv bracha at all.
No, there's no bracha on this.
He's not rejecting the Rashbam because he thinks the Rashbam is incorrect. The Rashbam because it doesn't even svara.
It doesn't. You don't need to talk about the Rashbam. That's the point that we're making. That the premise of the Ritva, which is following the Rosh, is that you don't need to come up with this this whole Shtickel Torah from Karpas.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I'm just wondering why you even brought up that point.
Because there are many mitzvahs that are Zekra Labayas, and when we do those mitzvahs, we do often make a bracha. Like Lulav is Zekra Mikdash, and we do make a bracha, Zekra Mikdash. Ritva here saying that it's only a Zekra to make a bracha is pointing out through a shiur that I referred to in the past, which is that when a Zekra Mikdash is done in a way different than the Mikdash, that Zekra does not get a bracha. The Zechar Mikdash is done in the same way as the Mikdash.
Or you're just like expanding Lulav, on a pre-existing din like Lulav. But this is not. That's the point. This is just an invention. You're inventing it. And that's the difference, which is that according to the Rashbam,
it's
the Kiyam HaMatzah, as opposed to, this is a Zechar LePesach. Pesach has, if you've ever had meat, you would never confuse that with matzah. Great. Okay, so. Because this is the same point that we said when it came to the Maror. And I think Tosis makes the same point in Rosh Hashanah about Tkiyas Demiyushav and Tkiyas Demu'umad, that you can make a bracha now, which there is some fulfillment of that action now, whereas the Kiyam comes later. And that's
the
Tkiyas Demu'umad story with Al Seder HaBrachos.
It's also the Brian on Halal. We say halal at night in shul, and then halal bracha on halal is halal.
If you assume exactly another thing. Good. It's a great sushtel. Great. So that somehow you can delay the actual kiyam hamitzvah, but recite the bracha earlier, which is exactly what we said.
And there's like no rules on my
castle.
There's like
the, we have its own din.
It has its own din. Probably it's not similar in Hefzik in the sense that this is a Birchas HaMitzvah. So the chalos on the action took place initially when you ate. You said Alech Chilas Matzah, but you're delaying the Kiyam till later. That's the same thing with Tekiyas Demiyushav, Tekiyas Demu'umad, a great point for the Ran. Good. Here's another Nafka Mina, potentially. How much do you eat? So the Shulchan Aruch says, you eat a Kazayis. Sefer HaChinuch says, nope. Sefer Chinuch says ma'at.
Oh, because it's devash
lefi. Ma'at. How about that? Sounds like it's pachas mikashir. He does not say you need a kazayis. He just says yochal ma'at like devash lefi. So if
did the rabbi say
kazayis? I believe the rabbi. I don't want to speak out of turn.
Here.
You have the rabbi in there. I think he says you need a kazayis, not devash lefi.
Yeah, he says.
But I just want to triple check before I speak.
That's it, right?
He says it's in mitzvah chaf aleph. Ubachron ubezmana say ochel kazayis matzah. Yeah, the Rambam says you do need a kazayis, which is the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. So, if you assume that you don't need a kazayis like the Sefer Chinuch, of course it's a zecher ba'alma. It's either option number one, the Dvash Lefi Svara of Tam Matzah, or it's option number three, that it's just Zecher LePesach, it's a Zecher Ba'alma, it's not a Kiyam Mitzvah Sachila. But if you assume like the Rashbam, of course you need a Kazayis. But you could also say the Nafkamina Lafuch, which is the Maril. Now we spoke about this, the Maril, in Morning Seder, when we discussed Chagigas Arbasar and Alasova, with that Mikrei Kodesh, the Heliger of Tzvi Pesach Frank. You ready? So we mentioned it in the morning, but we'll mention it now, because I think it's a nafkamina of the same story. The Maril says you need two kazesim.
Crazy.
Why? The Maril says you need two kazesim because it's achila chashuva.
I thought it was
achila chashuva. So you need a chatzi beitza. That's what he says. So the Bach and the Magen Avram, they're really bent out of shape about this like meichadesi, that you should need an achilah. What does that even mean? So that's why the Magen Avraham says, yeah, no, you need two kazesim, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. If you ask the random person on the street, why do you need two kazesim? Echad zecher lepesach, ve'echad zecher lechagiga. Shkarach. But the original Maril does not say that. The Maril says, I think it was zecher lepesach and zecher lechagiga. I'll check it for you. Maril kasav yikach lechatchila yikach beizesim echad zecher lepesach veechad zecher lematzah necheles imo. I'm sorry, you're right. Zecher lepesach and zecher lematzah necheles imo.
That's the Magen
Avraham. So, what's the pshat?
Mr. Burr says chagiga, no?
I don't remember. Echad Zeichel Pesach, Echad Zeichel Ber Heitiv quotes that Mishnah. That so, what do we say about this? What do you say about this Ma'aril? So we said. Remember, we said that vort from amazing Ha'ara from the Ratzi Pesach Frank. That if you look in the Rambam carefully, the Rambam said that Karban Pesach was eaten. What was the lashon? Achilas sova, not ala sova. Achilas sova. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank wanted to suggest that achilas sova means an achila that is filling. The Rambam uses two different lashonos in different places, right? So perhaps if you understand that this is Zecher LePesach, and the Pesach was eaten, Achilas Sova, which according to the Mikra Kodesh is two Kazesim, you can understand the Ma'aril. If you say, like the Rashbam, that the mitzvah of Achilas Afikomen is your Kazayas of Matzah, so Mehechitesi, that you should eat more than one Kazayas. Certainly not less, but why would you eat more? But if you understand that it's Zecher LePesach, and the Pesach you ate a Shir Chashuv of two Kazesim, so maybe that's why the Afikoman, according to the Ma'aril, eats two Kazesim. That's a Ratzi Pesach Frank. And the Mikroi Kodesh. Awesome.
But the Pesach you ate two Kazesim at the end, and one Kazesim in the beginning when you had another, you had whatever.
Well, it's not clear because the Rambam does not mention the Achila Sofa here in Ochos Chametz Matzah. He mentions it in Ochos Chametz Pesach.
In Parakhas, doesn't he say, in your Ochos Kazayas Pesach?
Yes, he does.
So you had a Kazayas in the beginning, Kazayas in the end. That's the two Kazayas.
Either that, or the Mikroi Kodesh is borrowing and saying, L'chatchila Sheba L'chatchila, you should eat, you know, two Kazayas. It could be according to the Rambam, let's say the guy only had one Kazayas, of course, he only had one Kazayas, but that's L'chatchila. Okay. So that's the first issue that we need to think about, which is why you eat Afikomen. Is it so that you should have Tam Matzah Befiv? That's why you eat it at the end. Is it so that it should be Zecher L'Matzah and Echalasim HaPesach, and therefore it's actual Ikar Kiyum, or that it is just Zecher L'Pesach? What is the second big brouhaha in this issue? That is the Zman Achilas Afikomen. Because the Gemara here in Kuf Chav Amid Beis connects two shitos, the shitos of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah and Rebbe Akiva, and their machlokas regarding Karban Pesach to the din of Achilas Matzah on Leil Pesach. First thing the Gemara tells us that they argued about when you have a mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach. Balayla Hazeh, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says, just like in Makas Bechoros, it was Ad Chatzos, Afkan Ad Chatzos, which we're going to get back to in a little bit. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's Ad Shas Chipazon. What about, says Balayla? Yeah, Balayla and not Bayom. So this gets back to another topic which we discussed in the morning, which was the extent to which you could have a Havamina and consider Pesach as a form of Shlomim / Kachem Kalam that could be Nechal Bayom. Nafkamina potentially for Mosar Pesach and the whole question of Achila Bayom and the role that the Zman plays in the Chefetz Shel Karban. But for our purposes, the Gemara then says, Amarava Achal Matzah B'Zman HaZeh Achar Chatzos Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Lo Yatzah Yidei Chovaso. So it says, of course, Pshita Keva De Iskish Lo Pesach Ke Pesach Tami. No, Ma'u Detema Afke Krami Akesha Kavash Olan Ahadrei. So, this iskish, we're comparing matzah to Pesach. So, if you hold like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, you can't eat matzah after Chatzos. And if you assume that the Ikar mitzvah of your matzah, like the Rashbam, is your Afikomen, so then you can't eat it after Chatzos. So the problem is, it's not clear how to paskin on this issue, because it sounds like in Brachos that the Stam Mishnah follows Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but it sounds like in Megillah, Stam Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva. Well, the Gemara has a discussion about that in Nezah and Megillah. Pesach and Nechal Elo Ad Chatzos. So the Gemara assumes that it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah because of that lashon of Eino Elo Ad Chatzos. It could have been Rabbi Akiva, but the Gemara says, nah, if it's Rabbi Akiva, it shouldn't be Eino Nechal Elo. It sounds like very, very forceful that it's got to be Minat Torah, game, set, match, over. So Tosfos here is like, I'm not sure what to tell you, because Yesh Mafarim Shum Dekach Halacha, because the Stam Mishnah is like that, but the Ein Zeraya, because it quotes the Mishnah in Megillah. So this is the first issue, which is, how do you paskin? Like the Chachamim, or like, excuse me, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or like Rabbi Akiva? The Tosfos quotes two deos, and the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva. Rambam says, you can eat matzah all night, and the Magen Mishnah there says it's because the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva. So, if you assume that it's only a zecher l'Pesach, so it's not so much of an issue, and if you assume that it's really an ikar mitzvah skiyum, so you got to make sure to get it in according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah before Chatzos. The second issue here is, well, let's assume you paskin like Rabbi Akiva, but the Rambam tells us that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, even according to Rabbi Akiva, is Ad Chatzos. So why should it be Ad Chatzos according to Rabbi Akiva? Because it's a Lahar Chikas Adam and Avera. So this is where, if you take a look, the Beis HaLevi has a long tshuva. It's a beautiful tshuva that he goes back and forth on this issue. It's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether or not, according to Rabbi Akiva, number one, is there an iser to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos? That's number one. And number two, even if there is an iser to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, do you carry that iser over to matzah? Because maybe we should only say lahar chikas adam and avera, because maybe, God forbid, the person's going to violate noser if he eats it kodem alos ha-shachar, like Rav Schechter points out, that it's very, very dark around alos ha-shachar. It's hard to tell. They didn't have watches, so they didn't know. But maybe there's no problem to eat matzah in the morning. The matzah in the morning, maybe you shouldn't eat it before shachris, but there's no iser of eating noser. So the Beis HaLevi, he wants to claim that even according to Rabbi Akiva, there is a harchaka in Korban Pesach, and he wants to extend it to matzah, even though the difficulty is that the Rambam says that you can eat matzah all night. But he wants to say it's midrabanan. And if you look, this shita that Rabbi Akiva is mode after Chatzos, it's right here on the page in the Rashbam. It says that even Rabbi Akiva is mode that you're not allowed to eat it after Chatzos. But the question is, what does Rabbi Akiva mean that you're not allowed to eat it after Chatzos? So this is where the Or Sameach has his absolutely sensational pshat. You saw the Or Sameach, that it's true, you're not allowed to eat it after Chatzos as a din Pesach, but you're allowed to eat it as a din Kachim Kalim. And that the only reason we introduce Mitamin Esayadayim is because we need to push you to make sure that you get your Kiyam Achila before Chatzos. Amazing.
For
that's Mitzad Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but certainly for Rabbi Akiva. So look, this whole Dion in the Beis HaLevi and in the Or Sameach, this is all going to determine how much you are Machmir on the Chatzos story. Because first question was, do you assume this is your Ikar Mitzvah Achilas Matzah or not? Second is, if you paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah or like Rabbi Akiva. Third is going to be, even if you paskin like Rabbi Akiva, it could be you still have to be Machmir, because the Beis HaLevi's claim is that even Rabbi Akiva will say that you can't eat the Matzah after Chatzos. So if you look, L'chora, this may be, this Machlokas may be kind of underneath what's underlying a difference of opinion in how to understand the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch says Yizoyer Yehizoyer LaOchlo Kodem Chatzos Yehizoyer. So why should Yehizoyer? So if you look, the Gra says Yehizoyer. Why? Ein Bahag VaAfle Rabbi Akiva Mikol Makom LaChatchila Aser. Because he thinks that that Rabbi Akiva will tell you that LaChatchila, when it comes to matzah, you have to eat it before Chatzos. We should be machmer to assume that you have to eat the matzah before Chatzos. But if you look in the Beragola here says, Meimra derava aliba derab lezim and azaria, kuf chaf. The kos of a rosh, shenachon lahachmer.
It's not often that the Gona argues for the
I think they were family.
He's his grandfather.
Yeah, that was his grandfather?
That was
the grandfather. Moshe Rifkus. So you hear, right, you hear there's a difference there. The Baragola is saying, you know why you should be Machmir? For Shitas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Gaon is saying, no, you should be Machmir, because even if you paskin like Rabbi Akiva, there are many Rishonim who think like the Beis HaLevi. He doesn't quote the Beis HaLevi, for good reason. It would be very unusual that he should have a Nevuah for what the Beis HaLevi would say, but not impossible. But this is the Inyan. But Bein Lamar, Lechora, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch of Yesh Li Zoyer sounds like this is not Me'ikar Adin. It sounds like Me'ikar Adin, you could still eat the Karma Pesach, excuse me, you could still eat your Afikoman or even your Kasayis Matzah. And this is what Achronim point out. Let's say a person, they were running so late in the past Chatzos. So you should still eat the Matzah. Because Me'ikar Adin, we say that it's Kasher after Chatzos. It's just Yizoyer, and that's what the Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in the Rosh, where the Rosh says Nachon Lahachmir, because he says Efshad Rabbi Akiva Mode. Maybe Rabbi Akiva's Mode that you have to finish, just like Rabbi Akiva's Mode that may the Karban Pesach should be finished before Chatzos. Efshad that it's Mode, his Mode that even the Afikomen, the mitzvah Achilas Matzah should be. And he quotes, the Rabbeinu Tam was Machmir, Leachol Afikomen Kodom Chatzos. So the Rosh is Machmir. It makes sense why the Shulchan Aruch says, Yehi Zoyer, you should be Machmir. Okay, so this is the big Nakuda. Comes along the Halaga Sachet Shavah the Avni Nezer, and he comes up with a Chap. Right? This is the Chap. Avni Nezer says, well, look, what does it mean that Rabbi Akiva thinks that you have to eat the Karma Pesach ad chatzos, that you eat the Afikomen ad chatzos? Why are you eating it ad chatzos? Bechlal, what sheet is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah who says that it's learned from Balayla Hazeh, it's learned from Makas Bechoros? Makas Bechoros wasn't before midnight, Makas Bechoros was at midnight. So what does it mean you're eating the Karma Pesach learned from Makas Bechoros? So they ate the Karban Pesach and they had to be done before Makas Bechoros happened.
I don't even know if that's true. In Pesach,
it's starting
to have to be done before
Chatzos. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Blazman Azari says they had to eat it before Chatzos, before Makas Bechoros. That's how he interprets it.
Loisa?
I assume. I don't know. That they had to be done before.
Was it Loisa, or did they have to do things with
Lacha? I mean, I don't know. But Balayla Hazeh, he says that what that means is it was done before Chatzos. So he says this is why he thinks that the bracha is Al Achilas Matzah. Because it's not Lechol Matzah, where you have a defined action that begins now and finishes in 1 minute. It's a period of time. You have to eat the Karban Pesach tonight until 12 o'clock. And that by 12 o'clock it has to be eaten. It's got to be eaten up by this time. That's what he says. And that's why he thinks that you make the bracha al achilas matzah, al achilas mar, al achilas pesach. So now he says, okay, great. Let's say the person's running late and they see they're not going to get to the afikomen before chatzos. So what they should do is the following. They should take a piece of matzah and eat it al tanai. That if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so then this is my afikomen. And then after chatzos, I can eat whatever I want. And then, if it's not following Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if it's Rabbi Akiva, so then I'm going to eat matzah at the end, and that's going to be my afikomen.
What?
Okay. So there are a couple of big, big assumptions here. Number one, there is a big assumption here, which is big tumult in Achronim, which is way beyond the scope of this and my knowledge, but it's a huge discussion. How can you make a tanai on the fulfillment of a mitzvah of achilas matzah? We have a general principle. I think it originates in Mishnah, in a Gemara in the Sechas Yevamos for the Daf Yomi folks, that kol she'ena b'shlichus ena b'tanai. I can't make you a shaliach to eat matzah on my behalf. It's a mitzvah shebegufo. So this is a little bit of a conundrum that some of the achronim have to deal with. Bechlal, making a mitzvah on condition is interesting. So you have to assume that there are exceptions to that rule. There are exceptions. For example, I think it's common practice, we have a lot of times where people will say Kriya Shema in the morning, Al Tanai. They say, if I'm going to get this Zman Kriya Shema and Shul on time, so this should just be Kriya Satorah. But if I don't get to it, this should be my Shema. You can't have a Shaliach recite Kriya Shema on your behalf if it's not Shemaya Kona.
You can do
Hadlokas Neiros Alidei Shliach, and you make a Tanai in Hadlokas Neiros. But there are certain parts of Hadlokas Neiros that you cannot make a Tanai on. So, for example, Rav Shechter points out, I think it's from the Bahag, that you cannot recite Shechiyonu al Tanai. That's why on Leil Yom Kippurim, women can't do Malacha after they light candles, because you can't say Shechiyonu when you light Lahadlik Ner Shal Yom Kippurim and make a Tanai. That's the Shechiyonu right there. There is also a din, you cannot daven Ma'ariv al Tanai. If a person davens Friday night Ma'ariv for Shabbos, you can't do it al Tanai. You can't make it Tanai because Ma'ariv is Kabbalah Shabbos. You can't say, I'm davening Ma'ariv and not being Mekabel Shabbos. You could say, I'm being Madlik Neiros Lekabel Shabbos and not being Mekabel Shabbos, but you can't daven Ma'ariv Lekabel Shabbos. This Rav Avadya quotes in a tshuva in a totally different context and something else. But anyway, so this is one issue. But I saw, the problem is, I couldn't get a hold of this Haggadah. It's probably on the Otzar Chachma, but I didn't get a chance to look it up. The quote in the Haggadah Mibeis Levi, my father has it at home. There's a Haggadah that has like a likud of all the brisker Torahs. You ever see this Haggadah? We had it growing up. My father, I'm sure, still has it. It's the quote from the Brisker Rav, who says, you don't need to make a Tanai. It is what it is. It's not a Tanai. The Lashon of the Avnei Nezer is that it's a Tanai. But the Brisker Rav is saying, it's not really a Tanai. It's just Lamaisa. You eat a Kesayis Matzah right now, right before Chatzos. So according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, that's it. You got it. You're done. You don't need to make it. It's not a Tanai. What are you making it Tanai? You don't need to make it Tanai. Apparently, I saw in some of the Sifra Achronim, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik loved this Tanai from the Avnei Nezer. So maybe the answer is maybe it's not even a Tanai, and therefore you solve all the Tanai in the mitzvah problems. It's not a Tanai. It's just an Eitzah. The Lashon of Al Tanai is interesting, but maybe it's not a Tanai. So Brisker Rav said maybe it doesn't need to be a Tanai. But the second issue here, and this I saw, and I went to maybe I should have gone to Otzar Chachma. You know how on Hebrew books they have a lot of these kuntresim, but oftentimes the one that you need, like of the 74 volumes, they did not have. So there is a kuntres called Am HaTorah. It's published by Agudas Yisrael, and Rav Moshe has essays in there. So I saw quoted in there, Rav Moshe was very unhappy with this tshuva of the Avnei Nezer, and he has a couple of kashas. So I went to find the one, it's Chelek, it's Mahadura Beis Chelek Zayin. It's from like 1983. So they had like 47 volumes of Am HaTorah. That one is missing. I don't know if someone borrowed it from the shelf because they love this point from Moshe, and so the Lubavitch Masifta, they swiped it. But don't worry, there are several tshuvas. I only went through one of them from the Heiliger of Nossen Gestetner, Zeichet Tzadok Levracha. Just passed away not too long ago in the Lahoris Nasan. So he quotes these issues from Moshe. So don't worry, I didn't see it inside, but I did see it quoted from the Lahoris Nasan. So one of the issues where Moshe has that Rav Nasan Gishketner, Zichron Levracha, is battling him about is that Moshe says, wait a second, how does the Avnei Nezer know that according to the Sheet of Rav Lezer ben Azariah, after Chatzos, you're allowed to have food?
So you can't eat anything the whole while.
The assumption of the Avnei Nezer is that as long as the last thing you ate before the Zman of Mitzvah Achilas Matzah expires is Matzah, you're good. And then after Chatzos,
you have some coffee.
The Seder, you can have a whole meal. Lechora, He says, Mechitesi, we never heard of this. Who says that? It's crazy. L'chora, this is going to be totally in the question we raised earlier of what is the svara of Tam Matzah Befiv? If you say that the din of Tam Matzah Befiv is like Rabbi Yosef Engel, that it's a kiyum of Hidr Mitzvah Achilas Afikomen, so actually the Sakhar Chav makes a lot of sense. Kol Zman HaMitzvah, you shouldn't eat anything else. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, once Chatzos passes, your Zman HaMitzvah is expired, and you can eat as much as you want. And L'chora, that will be consistent with the Balamor as well. The Balamor said, you know why you need Tam Matzah Befiv? You know why you need Tam Pesach Befiv? So make sure you don't forget to say Hallel. So the Balamor says, if you said Hallel, then you can eat as much as you want, no problem. Wow. You can eat as much as you want. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? And L'chora, Rav Moshe is like the Ramban. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? This is an extension of the din of Achilas Pesach, that the Tam Pesach needs to be in your mouth all night. Ramban says it beferish, all night. And the matzah is just an expansion of that din. It's an extension of it bisman hazeh. So Ramban says, of course, it's all night. There's nothing to talk about. And l'chora the Sefer HaChinuch also. The Ramban's point is that the original din was that the Pesach should be nechal ala sova. If a person was allowed later on to eat a whole meal, maybe they're going to eat a little bit of Karban Pesach, and they'll eat it early on because they're going to eat later. So we tell you absolutely not. There's no more eating later at night. So Rav Moshe says to the Avni Nezer, what are you talking about? But l'chora, it's totally on this question. If you assume that it's a din in the matzah per se, so then it makes sense what the Avni Nezer says. But if you understand like Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe is assuming like the Ramban, although again, I didn't see Rav Moshe inside, so I don't know what he actually said, but l'chora, it's not right. It's not right to eat afterwards, even after the Zman has expired. L'chora, this second akuda in the Avni Nezer is going to be totally on that whole issue. What about drinking after the Afikomen? You say you're not allowed to eat after the Afikomen. What about drinking? So the Rif here in Chav Zayin Amud Aleph in the Dapei Rif, he says you're not allowed to drink anything. Klum. He says klum. Bar mikasa de berchasamoz mikasa de hilela. Aye, what if you're thirsty? The Rif says drink water. But you can't drink wine. But the Ran quotes others who disagree. And if you look in the Rush in Oslam and Gimel, he says, the Gemara only says, you're not allowed to eat after the Afikomen. He says, you're allowed to drink. That's not a problem. Oh, what are you not allowed to drink? The Rush says, yeah, the only thing you're not allowed to drink is you're not allowed to drink wine. Why should you not drink wine? Because, no, that's not what he says. It's because, yes, you got to stay up. Either, we know two different approaches. Either you have to be Osik Behilchas Pesach Kol HaLaila, or you have to be Mesavar B'Tzias Mitzrayim B'Nisim Neflos Kol HaLaila. If a person's drinking wine, they're going to end up falling asleep. Or, this is interesting, the Chok Yaakov, later in Tav Pei Aleph, this doesn't come up here in our Simin, in Tav Ayin Zayin, this is later in Tav Pei Aleph. Chok Yaakov quotes from arriving at Tmim Deim, interesting svara. He says, you know why we have to be machmir not to allow people to drink wine? Because, unfortunately, Nebuch, you know, Jews, Baruch Hashem, we have Moshel of the Shikr, you know. So you're going to have a person, he's an Ani, so he's only going to have in his house 8 cups of wine. But after the 4th cup, he's mamish, he's screaming, Chad Gadya, mamish, he's Adlo Yada. So he's going to have maybe Epis another cup or two. Mahadrin! He's going to be Mahadrin! Mahadrin in a Mahadrin! So he's mamish, the Halakha Shikr, but he's an Ani. So the Ravid is quoted by the Chok Yaakov to say that the Aniyim, they're not going to have enough for Dalt Kosis, the second Ein Seder. He says, that's why you can't drink. Because mamish from the holy Aniyim Shikorim. Yeah. Interesting. So option number one, what's that? Ben Eretz Yisrael, my stomach should go all in. Should go all in according to this Tmim Deim. So option number one, the Rif says, you're not allowed to drink anything. Only thing you're allowed to drink is water. Option number two, the Rosh, you're allowed to drink as much as you want. Just we have a limitation. You're not allowed to drink yayin because of these particular reasons. Option number three, Aruch HaShulchan quotes a third day. I forget the day we showed the origin of this, is that we don't want to, it comes back to the original time that we had, no pun intended, but yes pun intended, you want the time matzah. You want the time matzah. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes, I forget who he quoted from. So if the concern is about time matzah, then it should depend. If you're drinking,
tastes like
exactly, if you're drinking, I don't know, light apple juice. If you eat matzah, you eat a lot of matzah, and then you drink light apple juice, so then it shouldn't take away the tam matzah. But if you're having what he calls apple trunk, you know what that was? Cider. That's very strong, and it can mamish get you going, and you'll. Sharon Fargesson, the whole taste from the matzah, it's gone because of your delicious apple cider.
Do you think this is the Sapdara Hashu when you're
a shtickle? But this is what it is. So he says, so he gives you the names of the beverages. So Ledugma, Coke. Can you drink Kashal Pesach Coke? According to Aruch HaShulchan, for sure. It doesn't take away.
No, it's not, it's so sweet.
No. It doesn't, you think it takes away the Tam Matzah?
This is the Sapdara Hashu.
A cup of Coke?
For sure.
I hear the Mashpia's on the other side. Mashpia.
Do you think Coke
going to be mevatel the tam matzah that you had? You had five kazesim of matzah. You were crunching for 10 minutes.
No, I think
you think it is?
I don't think so.
Okay, so we should do it like the Ramu. We'll take a vote. We're going to take a vote right now, and we're going to find.
My wife.
You think so? Okay, what do you think? It's Kenzan?
I feel it in my stomach and my gut.
The town.
Okay.
Can
I get
the
whole week next year?
Yeah. Okay. Mashpia, Rav Stromer, what do you think?
The wine, maybe.
Oh, okay.
So anything that's softer than wine.
You have to get involved with the Aruch HaShulchan with his apple drink and figure out exactly.
I thought he said the apple drink was okay.
No. He said the apple drink is no good because it's apple cider. That's why I use the contrast. He gives the names of other drink, Mei Zangville. You know, I don't know how many people are drinking ginger ale. Mei Zangville, ginger ale.
So maybe,
yeah, but you know what, ginger ale, that's who's drinking ginger? I don't know. I shouldn't make fun of ginger ale. It's not Kosher Pesach. That's, I don't know. Anyway. So, okay, so we'll get to this 1 second. So, in Tof Pei Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam. The Rambam follows the Rif. The only thing you're allowed to drink, Mayim. That's it. But the Rambam, and then the Ramah says, and then the Ramah adds, Kol Mashkim, the Kol Mashkim, Dinan Kayayin. He's Machmer. However, and he says, if you're toiv, if you're really thirsty, so drink a kos chamishi of yayin, which we're not talking about because the Gaonim said they had a kos chamishi. We don't pass like that. But the Aruch HaShulchan, he follows halacha lemaisa, his shita. So even though the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are machmir, Aruch HaShulchan is mekel, and halacha lemaisa, Rav Avadya says, the Chazon Avadya, he says if a person is going to stay up, they want to learn, they want to be misapitzis mitzrayim, they want to say shira shirim, and they're toast. So they want a cup of coffee. So Rav Avadya says mutter.
Wow.
He says tea and coffee is mutter if it's for the purpose shelo yishan that you should be able to stay up and learn. He writes it beferish black and white in the Chazon Avadya.
That's awesome.
He's probably talking a good Turkish.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but I'm saying
is this
like the din of the Chashiyus Rav Avadya has for learning Torah in general?
It's probably because if you go back to the Rishonim, it's machlokas Rishonim. It's a din d'rabbanan on top of a din d'rabbanan, and
there's
a good.
You think the only to drink coffee if you're going to stay up and learn?
Yes, he says for that, because for that tzorech, exactly for that tzorech, kedayu arush lismakalav.
So he doesn't even try to squeeze it into the machaber.
No, he just says that that's I shouldn't say that. It's very short on the top. But that's what he says. He says, mutter drink tea and coffee after the Seder, if you're going to stay up. Mestama also, if you're going to stay up and help clean up, let's say somebody's mom is so tired, so somebody else, Yanim, has to schlep and slave away in the kitchen, and you're going to go to sleep because you're tired. Mestama nach besser, shebekai mitzvah of v'havta l'recha kamocha, or l'chabda yosem igufa, or whatever you're going to say, and drink a cup of coffee and help out. Help out, put away the stuff for the Seder.
That's your Moshev Novach.
The one last point I will add, Rav Harari quotes two opinions here, and Rav Avadya's Mekel, just in case, for those who have a Shaila, the Shaila of smoking after the Seder. For some people, this isn't an Inyan. So, can you have a smoke break after the Seder? Because is that a violation of Tam Matzah B'Fiv? So he quotes two days here. So I guess.
Wait, who is this? Rav Harari quotes
two opinions, and I think he points out. He points out we do have one second. Where is it? Ukvar rabu ha'osrim la'ashin af b'chol v'sofek nefashas la'achmir. So he does point out that Bechlal, there should be an Isser on Ishan Sigarios after the Seder, just like there is after any other time. But you should know, in case, Lamaisa or Vajis Mekel. He quotes an Amude Eish, I think, in one of the Chuvas in the footnotes. I think it's both. It's not a Chila, it doesn't take away the time.
Mouthwash? Oh, wait, brushing your teeth. Do you brush your teeth?
Well,
it's Yom Tov, so... Okay, let's say you brush your teeth.
I would think so. Why can't you brush your teeth? So this is an important inyan. When we talk about Tom, so let's say in Yoridea, why do you wait 6 hours? So you have the Basar Ben HaShinayim, but then you have the grease. That's in your throat. That's where you... So, I don't know, brushing your teeth, does it take out all the taste?
If you garble really far back.
Yeah, can't sign. Maybe
more than a cup of wine.
More than a cup of wine, probably. But I don't know. I didn't hear anybody who talks about this. But that's maybe we should check if Rav Rimon talks about this. I didn't notice if Mikra Kodesh talks about brushing your teeth. Mestama, it's not mevatel all the time. But anyway, this is it's an important ha'ara that you should know if you are thinking about somebody taking a smoking break after the Seder.
Well, that Rav Avadya says it's maker. The flip side, I feel like maybe it's not even shy to the machlokes we had before about drinking after the Zman. Person gets up 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
The first day of Pesach.
Yes.
Still Lila.
Yeah.
Why make they up coffee themselves to wake up? They don't.
Stomach's the same thing.
So we
you should be allowed to.
I'm saying, would there be any day out? If you didn't hold up coffee as being like Rav Avadya.
If you assume, not like the Sfas Emes, excuse me,
for sure, you're
yeah, because he assumes, he says, yeah, you can rely on that. But I would think there is for sure reason to be Machmir. The Ramban would say, of course. Ramban would say, all night, you may not eat, period. Because the Ramban said, you have to protect the Alasova. So if it's before morning, can't eat. Guy wakes up 4 o'clock in the morning,
you can't have
a cup of coffee. Now, Rav Avadya says you can have a cup of coffee because you're going to learn, but you can have the coffee without cake. You can't have cake. No cake with the coffee.
You're
going to have the coffee cake, the Manischewitz coffee cake. Although now we don't work for Manischewitz, the Mashpia is here. We don't work for Manischewitz, but
wait,
still
what
here?
What happened to...
Oh, he left.
Anyway,
okay. A couple of 5 short horrors on actual apikoman eating. So number one, we eat apikoman be'aseba.
First
kazayis
or second
kazayis? One kazayis, you have to eat be'aseba. And if you didn't eat a be'aseba, you have to go back and eat it again, especially for Sephardim who are super machmir about aseba. Ashkenazim, if you didn't eat a be'aseba, we're going to go back to the Rav Yah in that same discussion that we had when we talked about aseba. That's number one. Number two, earlier in Tuf Ayin Vav, the Ramah told us, in Tuf Ayin Vav Aleph, not to overdo it when you eat your meal, so that you don't have a problem of eating your apikoman because we are concerned shelo yochal afikomen al achila gasa. So you should eat your afikomen beheseba. Number two, you should eat it alasova. Why should you eat alasova? You should eat alasova zecher lepesach. But the Rama says you should eat alasova, but careful not to eat it achila gasa. And this is something we talked about in the morning when we talked about alasova, that it's this sweet spot between being hungry and being too full. So there, if you take a look, the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Beis says you have to be careful. If you eat your matzah achila gasa, he quotes the Gemara in Nazir Daf Chav Gimel, tzadikim yelchu bam, poshim yikashlu bam. That's two guys sold their carbon Pesach. One of them eats it as Mekayim Mitzvah's carbon Pesach. The other one eats it as referred to as poshim yikashlu bam, because he ate it achila gasa. So you have to tweak this a little, because you look in the Machzah Shekel there, and he has an awesome ha'ara in that Magen Avraham. He says, wait a second, the maskana of the Gemara there is poshim yikashlu bam. What do you mean? If it's achila gasa, so then why is it called poshim yikashlu bam? Gemara says, because he didn't do a mitzvah min ha-mufchar. Even though he ate it, it's not a mitzvah min ha-mufchar. So now we're saying it's less than a mitzvah min ha-mufchar, saying you're not yosei the mitzvah. So this is where the matzah shekel kicks in, the famous Tosas in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Zayin, that there are two kinds of achila gasas, right? So Tosas says, that Gemara says, poshim yikashlu bam, it's not a mitzvah min ha-mufchar, but the Gemara says, Yuma, if you ate on Yom Kippur achila gasa, your putter. How could it be? So Tosas gives you two levels. There's level number one, Eino Misava Lechol. And number two, Nafsho Katza.
It's also Tosas in Yom. It's just that's
for the Daf Yomi folks. So we should be careful. It's true, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah and Amuvchar if you get to the Eino Misava, but you don't have to worry. Let's say it turns out the guy had a whole Shulchan Orech, and then when they passed around that triple layer cake, the bright, the radioactive, you know, the Chernobyler cake, has the red, yellow, and green food coloring. It's used for, you know, if the lights go out, if the lights go out at night, you just leave that out and it just radiates. All three layers taste the same, and they were never in contact with any natural ingredients, Baruch Hashem. No fruit was harmed for this cake. Not a pomegranate, not a lemon, and not a green apple. No fruit was hurt in this cake. The guy can't help himself, so he has a couple of pieces of cake. So now he's Eino Toyev Lechel. So should he still eat the afikomen? The answer is yeah. You're still yotze afikomen. It's not mitzvah min ha-mufchar. It's a shtickel poshim yikashlu bam, but you can still eat it. But if the guy's mamish, he cannot b'shum panim ofen anymore. So taka, he can't eat the afikomen. Can't be yotzei mitzvah achila safi gomen because it's nafsho katza. Third ha'ara. Let's say you lost the afikomen because some kid hid it and they fell asleep. They tried waking him up. They couldn't wake up. So now what do you do? So it's interesting. The Beis Yosef here at the end of Taf Ayin Zayin, I forget where he is. He quotes some machlokas we've shown him, whether or not you are stuck and you can't eat the afikomen. So he quotes the Rokeach, and the Rokeach says, nah, that's all, you could take any other matzah. Why? Because all of our matzahs are shmuras. So it sounds like part of the issue here was that in those days, they didn't have, like we have, Baruch Hashem, tons of matzah shmura. Some of their matzah was shmura, and some of it was not. Especially if you weigh in on this machlokas we've shown about shmur mishas ktsira versus shmur mishas Alisha, so it could be that they saved, if you follow the Rashbam, and you want to save your Kazayis Matzah, that's Shmura Mishas Ktsira, for the Afikoman, and you're really machmer that should be the Ikar Adin, so then, Taka, you have a problem. But the Rokeach says, yeah, Baruch Hashem, we have all Matzah Shmura, you don't have to worry about that. But in Achanami, it would Taka be a problem if somebody was machmer only to eat Shmura Mishas Ktsira, and that's all they had, so then they would be up a creek. But Lamaisa, we take tons of shmur matzah, you don't have to worry about it. But in case of a pinch, you should be careful to make sure that there's shmur matzah for the afikomen. Number four, fourth issue, which we don't often think about. The Mekorei Kodesh points it out. Others, you should only eat, a bunch of Achronim point this out, you should only eat the Afikomen at one table. You should not start eating the Afikomen here and then move to a different table. And I was surprised to see this din, because when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, Shinui Makom does not apply, Mipina Lapina Ba'oso Cheder. But since this Afikomen, according to the Rosh, is Zechel Pesach, and the Pesach is not Nechel B'Shnei Mekomos, so we're going to consider it Shnei Mekomos in Cheder Echad, unless, the Achronim say, unless you have people who are facing each other. If they're facing each other, then it's called Makom Echad. But there is such a din. B'dievet, it's not a problem, but Rabbi Harari quotes it, quotes a bunch of Achronim who are Machmir. You have to eat your afikomen at your table. Because it's only a Zeichel Pesach, and Mekar Adin, you ate the Kazayas, that's all. But it's interesting. I was not aware of that din.
It's relevant for your study.
Exactly. It comes up at our Seder, where you have multiple tables. Right, so you got to get everybody back to the Seder, and when you eat your afikomen, you got to finish it in your place. Don't eat the afikomen in two different places.
You call the kids up for dessert.
fooled you. And then the last Nakuda, which is the Mishnah way at the end of Psachim, is that you shouldn't fall asleep in the middle of eating the afikomen. Because if you do, Shana is a hefsek. So the Mishnah says in Kufchaf, you got a problem. So if you have other people there and they didn't fall asleep, then it's okay. If you're only misnamnim, it's okay. But you should not fall asleep in the middle of your afikomen, because then you can't continue because it's a hefsek. Okay, last issue, and this is what comes here in the end of the simen, which is if a person forgot to eat the afikomen, lo'aleinu. Sif Beis. So until now we did Sif Aleph. After you ate the Suda, you should eat the Matzah Hashmura Tachas HaMapa, Kazayas Kol Echad, like the Rambam, it's Kazayas, Zeichel HaPesach HaNechal Ala Sova. He's quoting the Zeichel HaPesach word, Yochlan HaBeheseba, but don't make a bracha, make sure Kodom Chatzos, V'yaktim Atzmo Shagam HaHalo, Yekor Kodom Chatzos, and many Achronim say not just Halo, but also Kol Srevi, because it's all going to be, all the mitzvahs are going to be connected to each other. Sif Beis, if you forgot. So there are multiple layers of issues that come up in this issue. I forgot to eat afikomen. Okay, so he's ready to bench. If he says, havlon v'nivrech, so that generally, it has a chadas, and you require a new bracha rishona. So once you got to havlon v'nivrech, or you washed my machronim, so the Torah has 2 days, if you're just finished, you don't eat afikomen anymore. Remember, you already ate a kazayis of matzah, so you forgot to eat the afikomen, so you rely on the kazayis matzah that you ate. So two quotes, 2 days. We paskin, you still eat. You still got to eat. Okay, you're going to eat, but now, do you need a new brachas hamotzi? You said havlon v'nivrech. So the Torah quotes 2 days about this, because on the one end, you should say, every time you say havlon v'nivrech, you got a new, it's a hesach hadas, you have to say you got a new bracha rishona. Or do you say, no, since you knew the song, and you said, kadesh rochatz, karpas yachatz, machin rochatz, motzi matzah, maro, korech shochan, orech tzofen, you said, you knew you were going to do that, because there was a din, there was a chiyuv, the fact that you said, havla v'nivrach, it's like, you know, it's like you were a la bardas. And we override, we ignore the fact that you said, havla v'nivrach, because midina, there was a chiyuv imposed upon you. So that's 2 days in the Torah. But in this case, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't make a bracha. Makes sense. It's like a shtickle suffic brachos. 2 days in Rishonim, we do not make a bracha. What about if the guy already benched? So if you didn't drink the third cup, so hamotzi, for sure you need it, and then drink your third cup. But what if you already drank your kos revi? Kos shlishi, excuse me. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch say, you should not eat, you don't eat afikomen. Because if you do, you're going to need to bench again. And then when you bench, you're going to need to be most of on the kosos.
Why do you need to make another cup for bench?
So that's what the Magen Avraham and the Aruch HaShulchan say. They say, they disagree, and they say, look, if you are the type of person who all year round doesn't bench all the kos, so then don't bench all the kos tonight either. And so eat the afikomen, and don't make a berachas hamazon alakos. So it sounds like the Svardim are going to follow what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, and they're not going to eat Afikomen if they forgot. Okay, there'll be some work on the matzah that they eat earlier. But the Aruch HaShulchan and the Magen Avraham, they say most people, they don't bench on a kos, so they shouldn't bench on a kos. I don't know, but that's the din. However, there's one knach for Svardim, and that is, let's say you're in this unusual circumstance where you forgot to eat the Afikomen, and the Afikomen that you had was the kazayas of Shmur matzah that you wanted to hold on to. So then the Shulchan Aruch says, then you have to eat the Afikomen. And then there's a further machlokas achronim within the Shulchan Aruch whether or not you bench on a kos. Do you say, better not to bench on a kos so you don't be mosif on a kosos? Or do you say, no, you're stuck, you have to, and you just have to assume that you're disqualified your previous kos? So to summarize, we talked about several different topics related to Afikomen. Number one, the fundamental question of whether or not Afikomen is me'ikar adin or it's just a zecher. That was the first issue. Within that, we talked about the three reasons for eating the matzah at the end. Is it tam matzah b'fiv? Is it because it's a nikar adin or because it's just a zecher l'Pesach? We talked about the nafkaminas of that, the nature of the chiyuv, the bracha, the shir. We did talk about the svaras within tam matzah b'fiv and how the nafkamina of that will play out in the Avni Nezer's question. We talked about the zman of achila and the double machlokas, whether we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria or Rabbi Akiva, and then the machlokas within Rabbi Akiva, whether or not we are machmir to extend the gzeira, the siag of chatzos to matzah. The Rosh said maybe. Meis Halevi said for sure. We saw the machlokas between the Baragola and the Vilna Gaon in terms of interpreting the chumrah of the Shulchan Aruch, whether it's alts the Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria or it's alts the machmir tzad of Rabbi Akiva, like the Beis Halevi in the Gra. We talked about not eating and not drinking and what you're allowed to drink afterwards, and Rav Avadya's Chiddush that you're allowed to drink coffee and tea because it's going to keep you up to be somech on the rush. We talked about the specific details of how you eat the Afikomen, and then to make sure not to forget the Afikomen, because otherwise you get involved in a whole series of machloksin of dealing with adding the Afikomen later and getting messed up with being mosif alakosis.